Jess with your 11 a.m. deadlines.
In local news, an analysis of Queensland's NAPLAN results revealed they are influenced by the education levels and occupation of parents. Despite the ongoing stress of school payments and overpriced housing, children born to university graduates and those who hold higher paying jobs often outperform those whose parents have neither. This is attributed to how affluent families have more opportunities to invest in supporting their children's educational foundations. The socioeconomic gap is evident across years 3, 5, 7, and 9, as well as across a range of subjects such as reading and numeracy. Ben Edwards, a professor at the Australian National University, says this confirms how family factors are much stronger determinants of educational outcomes rather than schooling itself.
In more local news, native title claim underway on 3,500 Brisbane properties along Redland Coast. A huge Australian council might lose control of its sporting club fields, cemeteries, and outdoor recreational places if a landmark native title claim over a heavily populated portion of Brisbane is successful. The claim could imply native title rights to approximately 3,500 council-owned or managed assets, including the Redlands Performing Arts Centre, a number of cemeteries, parks, and popular scenic recreational locations.
In national news, a survey finds strong support from Australian businesses to phase out fossil fuels by 2040. Roughly half of business participants in Carbon Markets Institute's latest annual survey favour Australia achieving a net zero economy by 2040 at the latest. Additionally, nearly 75% of respondents expressed their endorsement for gradually discontinuing the use of fossil fuels by that same year. Respondents have also called for the government to provide more policy and regulatory guidance, such as a national carbon market strategy. Such action would likely forge more effective counselling in corporate decarbonisation.
In more national news, a Chinese scholar that was barred from Australia takes part in high-level dialogue between nations in Beijing. Chen Hong was one of several Chinese researchers and journalists targeted by authorities in 2020 as part of an alleged foreign interference conspiracy in New South Wales. And he was terminated as a result of recommendations from the Australian Security Intelligence Agency. The Shanghai-based professor of Australian Studies at East China Normal University insists that he has done nothing wrong.
In international news, the United States has made a deal with Iran to undergo a prisoner swap in return for the release of billions of dollars. The Biden administration has secured the release of 5 American citizens from Iranian jail by allowing international banks to transfer $6 billion of frozen Iranian money from South Korea to Qatar without being hit with U.S. sanctions. This waiver, confirmed by Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, is likely to receive criticism as the deal will boost Iran's economy at a time when the country poses a growing threat to American troops and Mideast allies. However, the funds will allegedly be used for the purchase of humanitarian goods.
For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you very much for that. Now, I want to comment on that, on your lead story.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Privilege exists.
Oh, yeah.
That's the headline, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So backtracking, the NAPLAN results showed that those that had university-educated parents or parents that earned more money fared better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Privilege.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's privilege.
Finally acknowledging it.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. My kids are quite lucky. They've got a fair bit of privilege, but I make sure that they accept it because my kids, listen to this, their dad's a union organiser.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? We all know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But their mum's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to grow up to be smart fighters. Thank you for reporting that. It was really, really well done. That is a very, very important point that, privilege does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that. You enjoy your weekend. We shall see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
See ya.
And, yeah, we'll go to a track here. Oh, look, this one. It was a request from last week, but it proved very, very popular. So we've brought it back again. It's the Chemical Workers song here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.